Construction is set to start next spring on a $75 million plant expansion in Bloomington. Candy maker Ferrero plans to build its first chocolate production facility in the U.S. at its current plant off Bike Road. Ferrero North America President Paul Chibe tells Eric Stock tax incentives the company will get through the McLean County Enterprise Zone played a part in the deal.
We looked at several sites and, there were some conditions that were in place in terms of, it was an enterprise zone, which made it very attractive for us from an economic development site. We already have a site with a great workforce in Bloomington, in our Bloomington facility already. And, when you think about the geographic location of Bloomington, it's, extremely well positioned to serve our sites across the region.
Well, this may be a surprise to some, but the chocolate you use to make the candies and candy bars in Bloomington isn't made here currently. So where does the chocolate that you make come from now?
Well, it comes from a variety of places that are making it to our spec. And some of it we acquire from ourselves, and some, from our own sites, and some we acquire from the outside using our formula. The point for us is though that's not how we want to do things, in the long term. We make our own chocolate, and we have two state-of-the-art facilities in Europe that make probably, and I would be, selfish to say, probably the best chocolate in the world. And we are bringing that kind of capability and that kind of technological know-how to the Bloomington site, where we will use state-of-the-art technology to produce some of the best, best quality chocolate in the world. And we will use that across our sites in the U.S. and Canada to produce our products.
So the pandemic has been harder on the service industry than it has been on goods, and people seem to still be buying indulgences like chocolates and those sorts of things, at least to an extent. Mm-hmm. How has the business gone during this uncertain financial time?
For us and many, I think you've captured the point correctly. For many of us in the food industry, we're an essential business. We've been able to keep producing, and people have come to our products. The pandemic has been a trying time psychologically and emotionally for people. And, confectionery has been a point of at least, enjoyment for them when they can't go out, they can't see their friends, they can't do the things that they would normally enjoy doing. So, our category, I think, has served a good point of relief for people. At least we're bringing some normalcy to everyday life with confectionery.
That was Ferrero's Paul Chibe with Eric Stock. Chibe says the plant addition should be ready in 2023.